This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll talk about Special K, not the cereal. Let's go to talk to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don. Don in Pennsylvania going once. Don in Pennsylvania going twice.
Okay, we're here.
There he is. What's on your mind, Don?
Anyways, to get you really off subject, I called back about 2 or 3 months ago while that gal was in the local jail there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The one that was complaining about her car. Or she was in there for a month. No driver's license or whatever.
Complaining about her car. Where was this?
I believe it was in New Hampshire up there with you guys.
Hmm. Oh, well, Lauren Canario, maybe? She was driving without a registered car or driving without a license. Or I even forget what the issue was. There was some car registration.
Without a driver's license.
Yeah, is that what you're referring to?
Well, anyways, I called in, you know, to jog your memory. But anyways, I got to go back to that to jog your memory. But anyways, you always say about your property taxes.
Yeah, they're awful.
Pardon?
My property taxes are absolutely awful.
Yeah, but the question is, whose property is it?
Well, I believe it is mine. I paid for it, and I occupy it.
No, you only paid to live in it. And every year, you pay the county, which owns it, a right to live in it.
Yeah,
you're
but
renting their property, because whenever you actually bought it, what happened was you went up to the bank. The banker said, okay, we'll give you credit to buy the house. But before you do that, you're going to register the house or register the deed. Once you register it, you freely give the county your house.
Well, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the government people play this legal game with people that purchase houses and cars, and that legally the government has certain pieces of paper that it will claim gives them ownership over your property if it comes down to some sort of a dispute like that. But in the real world, outside of legal land, I paid for this property, and I occupy the property, so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it is my property, and I think most people would agree that it is my property, so eventually, if we get enough people here who believe, as I do, that they also own their property, and they and we all decide to stop paying all or a portion of property taxes, then what can they really do, Don?
Well, they'll just, you know, have someone else buy it. Remember, it is theirs because you, at the very onset, gave it to them. I own an acre of land.
They say that here in Keene.
I actually had to hand that man 25,000 notes.
Well, I didn't give it to them. It was not my intention
right,
to
hold
do.
On. You can't. It would be. I understand what you're saying. That if you know somehow you accidentally or you know through a subterfuge give something to someone that it's theirs. But that's not so. That's not how the law recommends it. Recognizes it. That would be fraud. If I don't understand that I'm giving the county or the municipality my house, then I'm not giving it to them. Do you understand?
Oh, well, what I'm saying is just like the car. Or at least in Pennsylvania, I don't know about New Hampshire, Florida, California, or anything else. But in Pennsylvania, it actually says that in order to register the automobile, you must give us the certificate of origin, which in this case would be the deed, in
That's
order to register it.
Mm-hmm.
If you never register it, what laws apply to you? You never signed a contract.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there. It's just that the contract, even the contract that they put in front of you is not really valid because you didn't really understand it when you signed it. And in order to have a valid contract, both parties have to really understand what it is that they're getting into and come to a meeting of the minds before the signatures are put on the dotted lines. And besides, they don't even sign their contracts. It's a one-party signature, which seems kind of a weird contract. I guess you can have contracts like that.
I'm just letting you know that's why every year you have to pay the county property tax. And they tell you that that's the county's.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I just think that if we had enough people around here that believe differently, that things would go differently. That if people just stopped paying and they said, screw you, then what could they do about it? I mean, yeah, they could go around and start throwing people out of their houses, but then that kind of ruins their veil of legitimacy, and it really shows them to be a gang of violent people as opposed to a legitimate government in the first place. So from what I understand, Don, from what the people I've talked to here in Keene, New Hampshire, they don't take people's houses around here. They'll put liens on your house, which means it'll be difficult to sell it, but they don't actually take people's houses. That's not to say it's not done in New Hampshire. It is in Winchester, New Hampshire. I think they've got like six people's houses that are up for a tax sale right now. So it certainly happens in the way that you describe it, but not always and not everywhere.
Well, I'm just letting you know that, like I said, I had to pay 25,000 notes for my acre. I went and put a septic tank and a well in, my cash, you know, mm-hmm. 50 grand by the time it was all said and done. I have a bill of sale and I have a deed in my hand. The county has never sent me a tax, anything.
They've never.
I don't exist to them.
Wait a minute. You have land that they don't tax?
Correct. That's how it's done. You actually have to go and pay cash. If you bought a $200,000 house, you got to hand them $200,000.
But I did pay cash.
Okay. Then why did you give the deed to the county?
I didn't.
You never did.
I've never given the county anything.
So you don't think there was any paperwork you signed during the closing?
I can tell you they haven't sent me any bill for taxes.
That only happens twice a year.
But it's already... How long have I owned that property?
I haven't gotten one yet this year.
There's already been one gone out. I bought it in... The end of last year, you know, quite a few months into last year.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, here's the other question, okay? If you really think it's your house and you try to add on, the first thing you have to do is go and get their permit or permission to add on to what you think is your house. If it was really yours, why do you have to go and ask them for permission?
Well, again, I understand what you're saying, and I generally agree with
absolutely
where you're
the fact
from.
Is the fact is that the government, you know, the local government owns your home, because if you try not to, you know, try adding on without their permission and try not paying your taxes, and you'll find out who owns it.
Sure.
Well, if they own it, then it's their property. They can do anything that they want. They are the landlord.
Yeah, you're making good points, Don.
Yep. The evidence is in your corner.
Thank you for the call. Certainly appreciate it. And I used to say things like that on the air. It hasn't been long since I've said things like that.
If it would please either one of you, could I send you a thing about the car and afterwards?
Well, I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with the manufacturer's certificate of origin. I understand exactly what that's all about.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is, you know, along with it, there's only three pages you actually have to read.
I can tell you I don't have a lot of time for that sort of thing. You're welcome to send us stuff. I mean, we can't guarantee anything, though, Don. So
I might take a look at it.
Yeah, so you can get the information from our website at freetalklive.com. Thank you for the call tonight.
All right.
800-259-9231. Look, I've said things like that in the past that you don't know. If you have to pay taxes and they can take your property, then you don't own it. That makes sense. It makes logical sense as far as the logic of the madness of the government is concerned. But I think that that can change. I think that with enough people that can change. If you bring activists together into the same place and those activists decide, well, we think we own our property, and we're going to act like we own our property. We are no longer going to ask for permission to make changes to our property, and we are no longer going to pay the suggested amount on the property taxes. Maybe we'll pay a fourth of it. Maybe we'll pay half. Maybe we'll pay 0%. But we're not going to play by your rules anymore because we aren't interested in participating in the coercive society. What if a bunch of people did something like that? How would that change the way the government behaves? Would they ignore you? Or would they start throwing people out in the street en masse? I don't know what they would choose to do. I really don't. I think it depends on the bureaucrats that are in charge. I think it depends on the makeup of the city council that you might be dealing with. I mean, we've seen that here in New Hampshire, the government bureaucrats behave differently in these situations. So it's unpredictable how these people will respond.
That much is true.
But I think that things would be different because the regular way things operate is that everyone does what the government tells them to do. Unless they can get away with making a change, in which case they'll get away with it. If they do, you know, it's like internal painting your house inside and you're supposed to ask for a permit but you don't, no one will ever know. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on, but most people are very obedient. What happens when people stop obeying? It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to keep collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, hon.
Hi,
there was something that you were talking about, a couple of things. One about this young lady, you know, if your daughter became pregnant or whatever. But, you know, you have to stop and think about this. If they had been the proper parents and raised her right and raised her in the way of God, this wouldn't have happened.
What is the way of God? How would
you
change?
Well, the thing is, you don't kill innocent children. I mean, God sends every child here. You are His child. His spirit is in you from the time you're conceived.
Paula, let's talk about raising a child in the way that Paula thinks is appropriate.
No, I'm saying, raise her in the church like she should be and teach her the right things that God would want her to know.
What are the basics? Because Mark's a new father, and maybe he could get some tips from you, Paula. What is it that you would, I mean, I know you've had kids in the past, but if you had a new baby girl or boy, what would you tell them as they were getting older about sex and relationships, and what would be Paula's message to her children?
Well, I would teach them in the way of God, like I said. I mean, there are laws that is set by, I mean, God puts you responsible for this child. And the father is over his family. And the thing is that they need to put this child into church as quickly as possible. They need to sit down and, you know, try to help to teach her the things that she needs to be taught. And, I mean, you know, and let her know that she's God's child and that he loves her. And that, you know, I mean, there's just...
Now, wait a minute. Okay, that's all fine and good if you're a religious person that, you know, you want to teach your kids about the whatever God you believe in. But your daughter or son is getting older and they're going through puberty and they're starting to change how they feel about the opposite sex or maybe they even are interested in the same sex. But what if they come to you and they say, Mom, all these kids are talking about sex at school. What's all that about? What would you tell your kids about sex, Paula? What would be the conversation
you'd have? Okay, it's what you're taught from God himself, okay? A young lady does not get sexually involved with a young man until they're married.
Okay.
This is totally wrong.
Hmm.
And, I mean, we sat down and we talked to our daughter, okay, and we let her know that, you know, this was not approved, and, I mean, this was, you know, she could not do this. And we explained to her why, that until she is married, she cannot have a sexual relationship with any person. I mean, this is just the way it is.
Paula, you had a son too, right?
Yeah, we have three sons, yeah.
Did the sons get the same talking to?
Yeah, but we sat them down and talked to them all together, yeah.
I'm just wondering, because it seems like...
They were raised in the church from the time they were young.
Sure. It just seems like in this society, and I'm certainly not pointing any fingers at you, but that men have, you know, they're sort of told different things when they're young to women. I was essentially told, by my father, go out and get what you can, son.
Well, that would not be according to Paula, that would not be a godly way of raising you, Mark.
I don't think my dad was a big Christian there at the time.
Okay, now, Paula, let's put this in the world, the perspective, I guess, of young people today. The fact is they're surrounded by sexual influence and pop culture that is certainly oversexed. And how would you define sex with your children? Let's say you're having that conversation and you say to them, oh, you should not have sex, or God says you shouldn't have sex until you're married. And they say, well, Mom, what is sex?
We sat down and talked to them about this. We explained exactly how they became, you know, how they were conceived. We explained everything to them.
Really? I mean, how graphic were you about this?
Well, you don't have to be that graphic, but, I mean, you know, we explain it to them, you know, how the egg and sperm come together, you know, that a husband and wife have a sexual relationship. Yeah, okay. I mean, we explain pretty much everything to them, right, all together.
So, so the definition of sex, is it strictly intercourse, or does it involve other orifices, different sort of alternative methods of sex?
What God says, that if a man turns away from his wife sexually, this is a sin.
If he turns away from his wife,
he pleasures himself in some other manner.
If you're in a marriage and you know, this is just the way it is. I mean, you're not allowed to do this.
So wait, does that mean that self-pleasuring in a marriage is a sin?
He expects you to enjoy your life. He wants you to enjoy your life together.
So therefore, if your wife goes out on a business trip and you're all lonely by yourself, it's Is it a sin to self-pleasure? I'm just asking
questions.
I'm just trying
question.
To
well, I mean,
understand.
He gives us our sexual urges. This is inside of us, okay?
Right.
But the thing is that if things are right between you, I mean, this shouldn't be necessary.
But, I mean there's something to be said. I mean, from what I understand, now, I don't think I have the same sexual drive as some guys, but from what I understand, there are some guys that self-pleasure multiple times a day, whereas, let's just say you're once a week, but your wife goes away for 3 weeks, I mean... You know,
my wife just gave birth.
Can't you be patient?
3 weeks is quite a long time, but my wife just gave birth, and, you know, she's not interested, Paula.
Oh, really?
Like, is part of it, okay? Her hormones right now are sort of messed up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely
after
true.
Childbirth. And the thing is just, she's going sort of like through a female thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she'll come around. Just be very loving, patient.
I don't have any doubt. I don't think you have any doubt about that, Mark, that you're going to be able to pleasure your wife in the future. But in this downtime, Paula, are you saying that it's inappropriate or ungodly to pleasure oneself? I mean, if what you said is true, and that is that we are here to enjoy life, and that's what God wants, then
have a happy life, yes.
Wouldn't it be part of enjoying life to pleasure oneself?
Well, if you needed to... satisfy yourself, you know, with yourself. But, I mean, the thing
is... So that's okay? You don't go to hell for that?
You should not have... I mean, you should try to control yourself, okay?
Mm, okay.
And, I mean,
what's the maximum number of times per week?
Stop it. Leave that lady
alone. These are natural questions. I gotta know. What's the maximum number of times per week? As far as restricting the amount of self-pleasuring.
I don't think you should have to restrict it, but, I mean, the thing is...
So just
follow
your instincts, then. I mean, if it's five times a day, go for it. If it's five times a week, once a week, whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not supposed to turn away from your spouse that way. Matter of fact, you even sleep in the outside.
But is there a punishment? It's not necessarily turning away. It's just that she's busy at that time, and... You're horny.
Rick, hold on just a second, Paula. You just said something about not supposed to sleep in the other bed. Now, I was there's a place in Sarasota, Florida called the Ringling Mansion. It's at the Ringling Museum of Art, and actually they've used it. It's called the Katasan, and they used it for a couple of filmings. I think it was Great Expectations.
Yeah,
John Ringling slept in a different room from his wife. Is that a sin?
I'm actually going to hold Paula over because this is a fascinating conversation. Paula, hang on. We're going to bring you back. Hold on. We're going to give you plenty of chance to answer. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Do you have a sex question for Paula or a relationship question? She's here to answer all your questions from her whatever godly, biblical perspective she's got. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If diets aren't working for you, just keep on shoving food in your face. There's a good system that works out. You can check out the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month, and he's kept it off. You can see the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. That's NotFatAnymore.com.
We go back to an extended session with Paula in Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live. We started talking about sex, Paula, and you're a very religious lady. You're very biblical, and you've got a very defined belief system, which is why I like to ask you questions, because I, as a non-believer, I guess, am curious about your belief system and what rules it entails and what rules you live by. And so we were talking about sex. And, Mark, you had started to ask a question. Go ahead and recap that, if you would, please, while we have Paula here.
Paula had mentioned that...
let me check. Paula, you are still there, right? Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
That stepping outside of the marriage bed was a sin. And I was kind of wondering what she meant by marriage bed. Does she mean sleeping apart is a sin? Paula?
Yes.
So if you are married...
You are one. When you're married, you are one.
So
that means one bed?
So if you are...
No, you're one together.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not sleeping in the bed with your wife, perhaps sleeping on the couch, that is a violation of God's law.
Now, when my wife was pregnant, she was snoring like a chainsaw, okay? And for a few nights, I decided that... I got some earplugs. No, I did sleep outside of the bed for a few nights but then I realized I didn't like it, and I found that, you know, putting earplugs in helped me, so I could sleep next to her once I got some earplugs in, and then once she had the baby, I moved away for a few days, and then I came back too.
Well, God understands what's going on. He sees everything.
Good old God.
Okay.
All right.
And He loves you, and I mean, you know, He knows we're not perfect, okay? Nobody's perfect on this earth.
So does that mean that you'll go to hell for self-pleasuring while you're married or prior
no.
to?
No.
Okay. All right. What sort of sexual things would result in a trip to hell?
Well, like, you know, going against his laws. Like I said, coveting another man's wife, I mean,
now
just
define
use your brain
covet
a little bit.
Now, wait, now, when you say covet, what does that mean? Like, the, you know,
like
the,
have an affair with, you know, another man's wife.
Okay, an affair, I could see.
Successfully that, coveting.
Okay, okay. Cause, so it's one thing to have an affair, but it's another thing to walk down the street and be attracted to another lady. It's okay to be attracted, but to not act on the attraction?
You shouldn't be even thinking it.
Oh, come on, Paula. Now, you
I'm
know,
serious.
You know that your husband, I mean, as much as he loves you, when he walks down the street and sees an attractive young lady, he can't help
doesn't
himself.
Doesn't mean she's married. She only
well,
said another
say,
man's
well,
wife.
You know, she's an attractive girl or something, but, I mean, as far as any feelings go,
well, you don't
stuff like
feel
that, I mean, you know, there are very attractive women out there and guys. And, I mean, sure, you're going to notice whether attractive or not.
Okay, okay. So it's okay to look but not touch, basically,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay. I got it straight.
I think, you know, and I think that there's a difference between, you know, sort of lusting and thinking, darn, she's good looking, and then stepping a little farther than, you know, just going into this whole, you know, thought process, letting her occupy your mind for mm-hmm. days and weeks at, you know.
That would be an obsession, yeah.
Now, you said that coveting another man's wife, what about if I'm married and I just think about a single girl?
You mean during sex?
Not during sex.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know.
No.
That, no, that's not a sin, or no, that's not acceptable?
It's not acceptable.
Somehow I knew that.
What about the gays, Paula? What about the gays?
What did God do to Sodom and Gomorrah?
I don't know.
You better find out.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Give me a hint.
I'm serious.
He destroyed them. Now, were Sodom and Gomorrah gay folk?
That's the allegation.
Yes.
Okay. How did he destroy them exactly? What was that process?
He caused the fire to come out of the sky, and, I mean, he destroyed everything.
Why would he hold back on gays that are alive today? I mean, why not just
they're
strike them
to
down?
Answer, they're going to answer. I mean, we're under judgment right now, okay? And the thing is, they're going to answer for what they've done. And, I mean, they just, when you're lost, you're lost. And, I mean, every child here on this earth belongs to God, and he loves you. And he wants you to follow his laws so that you will have a very good and happy life. He wants you to have a long life. You're supposed to live to be 120 years old. And, I mean, it's just, you know, they just weren't taught, I guess, properly by their parents, whatever. I don't know.
Well, now, okay, so now it sounds like you don't know very much about being gay, and I don't claim to know a lot about it personally, but I know some people who are gay, and we've talked to a number of gay people on this show, and many of them will tell you that they've known from a very, very young age that they were attracted to people of their same gender. And it didn't have anything to do with their environment. It was just simply that was their attraction. I mean, do you deny that, Paula? Do you believe that it was something else, that it was their parents?
Well, you know, the parents have a lot to do with how their children, like, for instance, there are certain laws. And, for instance, if you don't take communion, okay, your family is at stake. If you don't follow,
if I don't have that grape juice and that little piece of bread, we're in trouble. Is that what you
said? Yes, sir.
Wow, I haven't had communion in a long time, Paula. Let me tell you that.
I tell you right now, tonight, you better take it. If you miss it on Passover, you best take it between, it was 2 o'clock today till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Jesus gave us 30 days.
Yeah, but I mean, but if I go and I take
it. Don't worry about it. I'll do it.
You get it for me?
You get some grape juice and some crackers in there.
I'm very serious.
Yeah, but does it do any good if you do the communion and then you go have sex outside of marriage later on the same night? I mean, that's not going to help me, right?
No.
I am just screwed. I mean, I am just so screwed, according to Paula's rules. Now,
it's not mine. It's God's rules, and you need to learn his laws.
Right, right. Okay.
He loves you, hon. You're his child. He sent you here.
But wait. Now, wait a minute. Okay, I don't want to be mean or anything, but if you want to claim that he loves me, then why would he send me to some fiery inferno for making the wrong choices? That doesn't
sound
like love.
Because if you know what you're supposed to do and you go against it, you're going to answer for it.
Well, I know I know that what I'm supposed to do is be happy and enjoy my life.
That's right.
And as long as I'm not hurting anybody else,
that's
then
right.
I, as far as I'm concerned, I'm doing what's right. What's right for me. Because I feel inside what's right for me is to enjoy life in the way that I feel is best, not in the way that some old book tells me I should feel or what it, you know, some old scripture tells me I should do.
Well, honey, God is over all of us, okay? There's no way away from it. And the thing is, I mean, as long as you live a good life, you care for people, you help people, you have a very loving heart, I mean, you're doing, I mean, like God says, listen to your heart. He talks to your heart.
What if, is it possible, Paula, in your mind, that we're actually all God? Is that possible?
We're all God's children. His spirit is put into us at conception.
So you believe in a God that is somehow greater than the rest of us. What I'm suggesting is that, is it possible we actually are gods?
We are a part of God because we are his spirit.
Hmm.
I mean, like Jesus says, he's his spiritual son. And I mean,
Christianity touches on this a little bit.
Does it?
It does, sort of. But, you know, when you say that, for instance, an amoeba has children, it splits into two. Do you know what I mean? Like, so the amoeba, it's really a piece of the same amoeba.
Mm, yes.
And so this kind of, what you're talking about there, that every one of us is a little piece of God, fits into the scheme of Christianity a bit.
Interesting. Well, Paula, thanks as always for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with your calls.
Have a good weekend, hon.
Thank you,
thank
Paula.
You.
Let's talk.
I'm a universalist, by the way, and the point that I just don't believe God would send anyone to hell.
Yeah, that seems silly.
Yeah,
I like the idea that that we are essentially on the leading edge of thought, and that what we're doing here has never been done before, and so everything that we do, everything that we think, is added to all that is, essentially, and all that has ever been. If you want to call that God, then that's just terminology as far as I'm concerned. I think that as we continue to advance, we're going to see a tremendous level of advancement within our lifetimes, to the point where we may actually extend our lifetimes infinitely. And then we may be able to create ever more than we've ever been able to. I mean, we've created amazing things as is. The internet and wonderful buildings and things like that. We're going to be able to create eternal life. Wouldn't that technically make us godlike? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy five packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. They're free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month. We take it, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country. Also, get more internet listeners on board as well. You'll get perks to sweeten the pot a bit. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. It's Randy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, Chief?
Just super. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, not bad. We got off of work tonight and drinking a couple of beers, and we decided that you won't get in trouble by God or go to hell or anything for self-pleasuring yourself, but you might go blind.
Maybe grow a little hair on your palms.
I made that up.
You didn't make that. You were the originator of the go blind cliche?
No, it was this other guy over here. I was just taking the credit.
Oh, okay. Hey, right on, man.
I'd tell on myself, otherwise they'd beat me up.
Thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. Have fun with your beers. 800-259-9231. All right. So, the story about Special K from Reuters. Scientists have unraveled how a horse tranquilizer and a hallucinogenic nightclub drug known as Special K can ease depression. According to researchers,
drugs are bad.
Ketamine, which can also... No. Illegal drugs are bad, Mark. We can't have no illegal drugs rampant.
Special K's illegal. Special K's bad.
Right. So it can also cause feelings of detachment, could pave the way for new treatments for people suffering from depression, say the researchers. Their study, published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, found ketamine restores to normal the orbifrontal cortex, an area of the brain located above the eyes that's overactive in depressed people.
Ketamine's illegal. Ketamine's bad.
The area is believed to be responsible for feelings of guilt, dread, apprehension, and physical reactions such as a racing heart, said the lead of the study, Bill Deacon. The study results have given us a completely novel way of treating depression and a new avenue of understanding depression, he said. Depression is a leading cause of suicide and affects about 121 million people worldwide. In the study, Deacon and his team gave intravenous ketamine to 33 healthy male volunteers and took minute-by-minute brain scans to see what was happening as the drug took effect. Images from the scans showed that the drug, also used as a battlefield anesthetic, worked quickly. The results were surprising because researchers had expected that the ketamine would instead affect the part of the brain that controls psychosis, he added. He said that there was some activity there, but more striking was the switching off of the depression center. Previous research had shown that ketamine improved symptoms in depressed people after just 24 hours, far faster than the month it can take for Prozac to kick in. But until now, they just didn't know exactly how. The latest findings give researchers a specific target to design new drugs and offer hope for the many people who don't respond to Prozac or other standard medicines. Prozac was initially introduced by blah, blah, blah. Many people don't respond to treatment. This offers a potential way
of treating them. Well, that is, if the government gets the hell out of the way and allows people to be treated by ketamine. I don't know what class it's in, but I presume it's in a Schedule 1 class, if not a Schedule 2 at the federal level, where the DEA arbitrarily determines what drugs are how dangerous and how illegal they should be. And if you doubt me when I say arbitrarily, marijuana's in the same category as heroin. Same? What? They're two totally different drugs. One
sounds
far
pretty
more,
arbitrary.
One far more benign than the other. But ketamine is, I'm pretty sure it's up there. And so in order for this to become, I think, a legitimate treatment in America, we're going to have to see the law changed. And I think we all know how unlikely that is to happen. It doesn't seem to matter to the DEA.
I can't really
think
of any drug that's been classified as illegal and then brought back for use. Yeah, I mean, I guess heroin, you know, there's synthetic heroines that you could be prescribed.
That's correct.
I guess Marinol.
Morphine, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying, I suppose.
Right. Well, you know, maybe there might be an option out there, but right now, as far as I understand it, ketamine is illegal, and generally they don't like to change their little setup. So I wish them the best of luck on this.
There's bureaucrats whose jobs could be lost.
Well, that is the case. And
but as long as they can keep it somewhat illegal, then they're fine. Because, I mean, even though you can get prescribed, some kind of heroin or morphine type thing, to get it illegal, so it's very, very illegal. So as long as they can keep it partially illegal with prescriptions and that kind of thing, you might see it used.
Well, we'll find out, I guess, over time. But what I'd like to see is more studies like this being done. I'd like to see the availability for these drugs to be studied. And in many cases, probably one of the reasons why this was done over at the University of Manchester in London is because it probably couldn't be done legally here in America. There are some people that are studying ecstasy also to help people deal with their psychological problems and to help them cope with physical or mental abuse in their past, and they found that it's very useful for that. MDMA, by the way, is the actual drug.
It's my understanding that it at one point was a prescription drug.
I don't know if it was ever prescription. I think at one point it was just legal.
Okay.
I don't know if it was prescription. That's a good question. But basically, the studies that are being done on MDMA have to be done quietly. They're essentially black market studies where these psychologists. Anyway, these people that are doing these studies, they have to acquire the drugs through the black market, and they have to secretly administer their drugs to their patients, and it's all very hush-hush. But from what they've found so far, things are very promising. And there's some wonderful things that many of these drugs can do. I mean, even, you know, cocaine is prescribable. You can't actually get, I guess it's prescribable for a hospital environment in that it can be used to numb things, I think, in a hospital environment, but I don't think you can get it at home. So they have acknowledged that there's some legitimate use for some of these drugs, some mainstream use outside of altering one's consciousness.
I don't see how they can deny it.
Well, they deny it with marijuana. All over the place.
Well, they allow Marinol. I mean, you know, obviously not regular marijuana.
But that's
terrible.
Still different.
It's the strangest thing with marijuana. It seems to be the most illegal of drugs. It's because they make so much money on the war on drugs with marijuana.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for marijuana, there would be no war on drugs because there isn't enough of that other stuff
out there.
And it isn't as easy to find.
Yeah, they'd still war. I think they'd still do the war because they'd still get them money, even if they weren't finding
things.
They'd
be far less successful.
But that doesn't matter to government, Mark. Remember, that's an excuse for more money.
It does matter to some extent. It doesn't have the same. It doesn't have the same sort of market responses that the free market does. But you know, if they're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars finding just bull crap here and there.
Yeah, but is the drug war only judged by how much drugs they find?
That's what they tout as their successes.
Well, that's all they can tout is, oh, look, here's a stack of cash, here's a stack of drugs. Look, we're winning. But they're not. There are more drugs out there than there's ever been, and there are more drug users out there than there's ever been. The drugs are more dangerous than they've ever been. And so by all factors, the war on drugs is an abject failure. But yet it still continues to be increased. The funding continues to go up. So you have to remember, Mark, that when you're dealing with government, not only do they not have market-based incentives, but their incentives are the reverse of the marketplace, if not the perverse, in that if they fail, if they have, let's say they got rid of marijuana as far as its illegal status, and then it was just a war on everything else. Well, if it turns out that they weren't really catching a lot of it, that would just mean that the police chiefs would be able to say, well, we need more money. We need more tools to be successful with our interdiction efforts here. And so their failure is the excuse for a higher budget. In the same way, if they are successful, they can say, look how successful we've been. Now imagine how much more successful we'd be if you doubled our budget. You know, either way, they can make a pitch for more money, and they'll get it. They get it every time.
I think that if you saw marijuana legalized, and one of the reasons, what a fear of theirs is, perhaps, is the legalization of marijuana would put a real dent in the war on drugs, because that is the drug that they find the most.
Sure.
More than half of the drug arrests in America are for marijuana possession.
No, there's no
marijuana.
Doubt about
that. And then more than half
mostly
of them are
possession. It's like 80%+ simple possession. And, you know, the rest of them are mostly people that were possessing marijuana, but they possessed a certain quantity, or they possessed them in multiple baggies to where they got charged with a distribution charge, but they probably weren't even dealers. They probably just, if you have...
if you buy it in bulk, you know,
right.
you buy...
Quarter pound or something?
Yeah, a QP to take home, you're going to get a dealing charge, even though
yep.
you were going to smoke it. You were just going to keep that for yourself.
Put it in the freezer or something and
sure.
just pick at it. Sure. So they're just, I mean, the statistics, even the statistics are kind of twisted, but either way.
Imagine if you're one of these people that uses marijuana for medicinal purposes, you can't run out, and you probably have to smoke several times a day in order to keep yourself normal or the closest thing to normal that you can get. So, yeah, you're going to have quantity.
1-800-259-9231 was the number. Don't know why I'm giving it to you now, because we're done with the show for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night, which will be the live Saturday show online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body...